Critics of charter schools often complain they get higher than average test scores because they don't take a fair share of special education students. More than 16% of city public school students receive special education services. That's compared to about 11% of those in charters. But as WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, one charter is going out of its way to prove it can educate the neediest pupils alongside their non-disabled peers.
There's a ritual that takes place at the Opportunity Charter School in Harlem.
Yes, I mean,
while one teacher gives a lesson, another walks around the room checking in with every single student.
These are their folders that they get their class participation grades from.
Yes.
Allison Mutzel is co-teaching this sixth grade English class. She's checking to see, are the students paying attention correctly? Leaning forward, eyes focused on the lesson.
A plus is their behavior's perfect, a check plus is it's good, and a check is a warning that they need to improve it.
The middle and high school students at Opportunity Charter warrant this kind of attention because half of them have special education needs. Many have learning disabilities like dyslexia or autism. Others have physical or emotional problems. The school mixes them up with so-called regular students by making its classes very personal, anywhere from 12 to 24 students with two adults. Maria Baker is the school's principal.
The idea is that students who have not been successful at other schools, regardless of what their background has been, could come here and find a school that was safe and nurturing and preparing them for their educational needs as well as their needs to be productive citizens.
Charter schools are required to accept their students through a random lottery system. They cannot screen their applicants. So charters do wind up with special ed students, but some end up discouraging the neediest students because they don't have the space or staff for small classes. When Opportunity opened in 2004, its organizers spread the word that they wanted students with extra challenges. To serve them, they raised private money to supplement what they got from the state and city.
And we built it out so that there is
Consultant Kate Sussman shows off the counseling offices.
We have licensed clinical social worker, one for each grade level. So we have seven, plus a clinical director. And everyone has their own office, so the social workers can do individual or small group counseling.
The offices are tiny, arranged along a corridor built inside a former classroom. Opportunity takes up just two floors in a regular Harlem public school. Principal Baker says it somehow manages to squeeze in 400 students and 120 staffers. That's four adults for every child.
We sat down at a meeting. I had seven people around the meeting, social work, behavior team, teachers, and we were talked for 2 hours with one student and that parent. And that's not something that you would have happen at any other school.
Principal Baker says accessible counseling and attention to behavior all work to support the teachers. But the combination hasn't produced high scores. Only 20% of Opportunity students were reading on grade level last year. 40% were proficient in math. The school came close to losing its charter, though it was renewed this year because those figures were actually an improvement.
How many times is 2 going to 17? Could anyone figure that out? How many times is 2 going to 17?
Opportunity's leaders say the reason has to do with its population. The school's reputation for taking special ed students wound up attracting other students at risk, many of whom were years behind academically, even though they weren't technically in special ed. That's why Sussman says getting 20% to read at grade level turned out to be an accomplishment.
So if they're coming in a second grade level, even if we brought them up two grade levels in 1 year, they're taking a seventh grade test that year. So even if we brought them up to the fourth grade level, they're taking a seventh grade test.
Numerator smaller or bigger?
She says the school adjusted its curriculum and added a reading program. It also brought in more experienced teachers. This year, Opportunity is graduating its first class of students and expects 77% to get diplomas by August, more than the citywide average. 17-year-old Rochelle Morell is one of those pupils. She says she wasn't exactly a model student when she came here 6 years ago.
Because I was really bad. Really, really bad.
How bad? What's bad?
I had a phone call home every day. And I was just out of control.
She says her mother wanted her to go to a military school, but then found out about the new charter school and thought it would be a good match. Rochelle has now been accepted to Mercy College. What happened?
Well, for one thing, this school definitely changed me. Because I think if I know when it came to the school, I would have been a dropout. Because like they just give you a lot of support and they stay on you and they help you a lot.
Louis Duperoy is hoping to graduate next year. He says he worked with a speech therapist to overcome his stuttering, and he got more help here with reading than in his elementary school.
I was in bigger classes, and in the other school I would have trouble with my reading and math, and when I came here, it did improve because I got the help that I needed.
Okay, 2 minutes to start the conversation. These are things we'll be able to talk about when we come back together as a class.
There are regular public schools that offer a similar inclusive model. They take a large percentage of special education students and integrate them in regular classes with the help of extra teachers. A few are considered quite successful. The main difference in opportunity is the flexibility that comes with being a charter. Its teachers aren't unionized, so the school has a longer day, starting at 7:30 and ending at 4. It's also free to experiment more. Principal Baker says the school is now attracting higher-performing students as well as those at risk. 1,000 students applied for under 100 openings in this year's lottery. But she understands why more charters haven't tried a similar model.
You have 5 years to prove that as a charter school, you need to be successful and your test scores are the main way that the state looks at that, then, or your authorizer looks at that, then why would I want to take that risk? But the mission of this school was to say, we know that the state tests are important and that region scores and all that are important, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we get those high test scores and high passing rates and everything. But we also know that the needs of the students have to be the driving force behind this school.
If opportunity can succeed on both fronts, Baker hopes more charters will follow its lead, as well as regular public schools. Because in a system where 1 out of 7 students need special ed services, many parents and teachers wonder if a few charters will truly benefit the rest of the city's students. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.